USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Republican senators are threatening to delay the $2 trillion stimulus package over a drafting error. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott highlights what the opposition is.
We cannot encourage people to make more money in unemployment than they do in employment.
The final details of the bill have yet to be released, but Senate negotiators came to an agreement that includes an additional $600 per week payment to each recipient of unemployment insurance. Speaking at the State Department, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addresses Chinese propaganda that the United States spread the coronavirus.
You see it in social media. You see it in remarks from senior people inside the Chinese Communist Party talking about whether this was a U.S. brought to China. I mean, this is crazy talk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Gnome has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Gnome to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Gnome's president, Adam Crump, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestGnome.com.
The coronavirus outbreak is sidelining U.S. home buyers as well as homeowners, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Suddenly higher interest rates for loans and the near shutdown of the U.S. economy is what's kept home buyers and homeowners out of the mortgage market. Overall application volume fell more than 29% as refinance applications dropped 34%, purchase applications down 15%. So that dropped applications for loans to buy homes to the lowest level since August. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose 8 basis points to 3.74%.
Waffle House is closing 365 restaurants across the United States because of the coronavirus. The popular chain says over 1,600 locations will remain open. The announcement was made on Twitter and shows a map of the locations that are being closed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump with a cautiously optimistic tone at the White House. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The president says he hopes to bring people back to work in less than 3 weeks. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institute of Health is now urging caution after President Trump said he'd like the U.S. to be open for business again by Easter.
We just had a conversation with the president in the Oval Office talking about, you know, you can look at a date, but you've got to be very flexible. And on a literally day-by-day and week-by-week basis, you need to evaluate the feasibility of what you're trying to do.
He says it appears the New York metro area is the U.S. epicenter for the novel coronavirus.
What we're seeing now is that, understandably, people want to get out of New York. They're going to Florida. They're going to Long Island. They're going to different places. The idea, if you look at the statistics, it's disturbing. About 1 per 1,000 of these individuals are infected. That's about 8 to 10 times more than in other areas.
ICE is announcing that they will be able to use 2 deportation flights taking illegal aliens back to Central America to rescue more than 200 Americans stranded in that region, bringing them back on return flights. The flights from Honduras and El Salvador were used to bring back over 200 Americans, that's according to ICE officials. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.